5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
This is a main city, like a big city sort of drive show.
Yeah. Put moron number two on the phone.
Serious subjects here, James. I want your best teeth in, please.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Well, you may as well listen because everyone else does.
Yeah.
That's why we rate so highly. And I tell you why, when I look at this running sheet, Monique Conti in here.
Good girl.
Magnificent girl.
Superstar basketballer, superstar footballer.
Yeah, best and fairest, premierships, everything.
Norm Smith.
She's a superb setup. So we can't wait to chat to her. And then the hump day quiz.
Oh, Jim, yes.
Well, only if we have time. I looked at the questions. They didn't look great.
Well, Jill writes them, so you're having a go at Jill.
Oh, no, I'm having a go at you. It's your quiz. And then, of course, the Golden Cock-Ups.
Who we got today?
Or are we claiming someone here who has been extraordinary, by the way?
Unbelievable.
I mean, the Boomers have been nuts anyway, but he has been so far and away our most dominant player. It's quite extraordinary what he's done.
Spot on.
And not a tall man.
No, little man, little Millsy. And he has been rewarded, Jim, with a nice little contract.
And what did... Now, congratulate myself.
Yeah,
and I don't do it enough. I don't get enough credit, actually.
You were dropping names yesterday. You're good.
No, that's coming up Friday.
Andy Mark, come on.
I haven't played that yet. That's Friday. But fat. Did I or did I not say to you yesterday, Jock Landale, on the back of this performance, would be signed up in the NBA?
And what's happened?
What's happened?
Well, I'll tell you.
The Spurs.
Well, yeah, well, wait for it. Wait till I tell you, but g'day to you.
All right, hello then, fat.
G'day, Rabs.
Did you see Jamie Elliott? He just stood there and looked at him. I'm 20 out, directly in front with a free kick, and you play on and try and snap it under pressure, you dickhead.
Chief!
Oh, Chief!
I love Chief. It's good to have him back. We lost him for too long.
Where'd he go?
He buggered off somewhere else. And he wasn't working on radio anywhere else. I think he just wanted time off to sit in his apartment.
Man, when he gets hungry in that apartment,
no,
Jim, and with
goodness.
The pizzas.
Oh, no, and then the thongs. But he's back on Triple M and dominating. I love what he does.
I love him too. Well done, Chiefy boy. And now the Olympics, Jim.
Oh, come
here
on,
we go. Because overnight, we've won. Well, we haven't won the gold yet, but we have won the gold. Depends when you're listening, I suppose.
Oh, no. Well, what sort of a start to wrap
it's a hard one, Jim, because our Aussie pair will claim gold in the sailing today at 3:30. Gold!
But, Fat, it's the second time in the sailing that we've only had to turn up to win.
They've got a race to spare, and they've got to turn up, and they've got to finish. That's all they've got to do. Because our man, Matty Wern, did it the other day.
Of course he did.
So how good are our sailors?
Unbelievable. But we have got great heritage in sailing.
We have.
Going all the way, well, obviously the America's Cup, but going all the way back in Olympic sailing, we've been amazing at it for a long time.
Yeah. So that's 15 gold, if you don't mind.
Gold!
Band-Aid. Ballet?
Oh, but it's Band-Aid.
And then 4 silver at the minute.
We got silver!
And we've got 16 now, bronze.
Sure, that's not Matty from our recording booth just singing it himself.
In his booth.
He might have made that up himself.
He's that talented, he probably is.
Because we got a bronze this morning, Jim, in the marathon swimming.
Yes.
Well done to Karina Lee. She's from Noosa. Good on her. She swims.
Open water?
Open water. Mm. Bit choppy. But I reckon she'd swim out the front of the surf club there. I might have saw it.
No, you've
I haven't
never
looked
seen
that
it.
Way.
No, but not in the water, you wouldn't have seen it.
No, it was.
Because I got asthma.
So well done to her. There's a bronze there. The Kookaburras, Jim, what about them? Oh, nice win.
Good.
They're going beautifully, aren't they?
Jeez, that was a nuts game. I watched nearly all of that.
So they play Belgium.
See that last goal where the German player dropped the stick and then they just wandered in and...
Did they?
It was nuts.
Dropped one.
Oh, they were brilliant. They big game now.
Belgium for the gold medal. Yes, well done to the Kookaburras there. Hey, what about, I mentioned him yesterday and we didn't give him enough credit, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Our boxer.
Oh, yes.
Harry Garside.
Saw it.
He's from Victoria, by the way.
And
he's
good,
through,
too.
Through to the semis,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, bloody oath he is.
So he's guaranteed a medal.
Oh, yeah.
The last time we won a medal was in 1988. Spike Cheney. Mm-hmm. Remember Spike Cheney?
And this bloke you're talking about, Southpaw.
Harry. Yeah.
And it leads with the right bill. It's awkward to watch, isn't it? You're sort of going, mate, you're facing the wrong way.
It'd be hard to box. But he's good. It'd be hard to box against.
He's good. I like it.
No, I've been in the ring a couple of times.
I don't think you have.
Those ones there.
No, I've seen that one. We did it down at Warrnambool.
Yeah, we did.
Bloke hit you in the guts and you went to ground.
Hit me in the sternum.
Yeah, and that was it.
And he was only that big.
He went to ground. Bloke hit him in the chest.
He's only that big.
And he was literally about 5 foot
was
two.
Was this on air or
just oh, yeah, no, we were down there doing it. And Fat just slumped to the ground.
No, I didn't slump.
I said, what sort of behaviour is that? Well, it's a 15-year-old kid.
John O'Brien's old man, weren't
yeah,
we?
That's
who
it.
Looks like he's about five years older than Jonathan.
He does. He
looks young.
Oh, and Mayers, of course, was down there too. Sure. They both look younger than Brownie.
Do they?
And they she's talk. A Mugovan, of course. There's Mugovans everywhere down there, down Croyte way.
Both talk quicker than him.
Too. Yeah, they do.
And don't look like a Lego head. Now, also, I'll tell you where we're going well is in the beach volleyball. What about our girls there, Jim? They're flying. They are going beautiful. Keep an eye on them.
Like it.
Oh, what about Jim? The Stingers are out. Oh, the Stingers. Our favourite.
We couldn't bloody score.
I know.
We had it. We had them on the ropes. They couldn't score. We kept getting it down there. And I'm thinking, righto, we'll level this in a minute, and then we'll take control. They just couldn't get it into the back of the net.
Bit going on.
Underneath.
I need that underwater camera,
Jim. Ruskies.
Oh, weren't they just pulling and throwing punches?
Yeah, they
were. We lost that one 9-8, so well done to the Stingers. They've been very good.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Spaghetti Bowl, he races tonight, Jim, in the 800 metres. The first Australian in 53 years to make the Olympic 800-metre final.
53 years.
Well done to him.
Yeah, bloody oath.
So, Spag Bowl, good luck to you.
Righto.
Last night, you see the basketball, Jim?
I did.
Australia, 97. They defeated... Don't cry for me, Argentina. 59, they smashed it.
They smashed it because it was tight. Mm. And then they got out to about a 12-point buffer at three-quarter time.
Yeah.
That's when I went to bed and I thought, oh, they got him.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be 12, 15. No. Well, I'd get up to have a wee.
Yeah.
A bit later, about four. That's, I had a look on the computer. My goodness.
That's
problem. A smashing.
I don't get up for a wee. It's too cold, Jim. It's too cold. And Paddy Mills is outstanding, 18 points, 4 assists.
Brilliant.
Now, the news on Paddy Mills has signed a 2-year, $16 million deal. Two-year, $16 million with the Brooklyn Nets.
Nice.
Well done to him.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're one of the favourites.
Yep. So they're good. And my man, Jock Landale?
Jock Landale signed a 2-year deal with the Spurs. How good's that?
Any numbers attached?
No, we haven't seen any numbers as yet.
No.
But well done to Jock Strap.
He deserves it.
Oh, mate.
They've both been
And the
brilliant.
Coach of the Spurs will be coaching against Jock Landau tomorrow, Greg Popovich.
Oh, yes, right.
He's the coach of the US of A.
I like it, Bill. Well, they both deserve that because they've been brilliant.
Exactly. Bit of footy, Jim. Jack Viney got 2 weeks. Not sure. He went in there and pleaded guilty.
What the hell were they thinking?
And then he said, oh, no, no.
Actually, I want to withdraw. Withdraw that plea. What are they? It's farcical, Bill.
It was. So he got. The hearing went for 2 hours and 2 minutes.
How do you get that wrong? If you're Melbourne, how do you get that wrong?
I dare say they'd have good legals.
You know who it was?
Who?
Adrian Anderson.
It wasn't, was it?
Not the old footy manager.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
The one who wrote the rules.
Oh, sorry. Not the one working for Melbourne telling him to play.
The AFL.
Yeah.
Worked in the AFL.
Yeah, no. But he was representing Melbourne last night.
Yes.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
That nigh on sums it up.
Anyway, he got 2 weeks, Jimmy boy. Hey, another retirement. We get a lot of these probably at this time of the year. Lin Jong. So he's at the Dogs for 11 years.
Yes.
How many games?
Wouldn't have been 100.
Maine played 245, which surprised us. 11 years, 65 games.
I was going to say, wouldn't be 100. Poor bugger. He has been crippled with injury.
Well, since 2017, Jim, he's had two broken collarbones, a broken jaw, an ACL, and a ruptured appendix. Remember he won the best and fairest in the VFL Grand Final? And he had a shoulder going into it, and he strapped the other shoulder up. That was very clever.
You could see this year, I reckon earlier this year, he got injured playing.
Yeah.
I remember doing the game, and the players were devastated.
Yeah.
Because they thought, this is just not fair. This bloke's worked so hard to get back and play senior footy, and he's got injured the first game back. Ooh. You could tell from the players' reaction, A, they all love him,
love
and B,
him. Yeah, exactly.
They were so sad for him because his journey has not been fair.
No, that's right. One of the unluckiest footballers. Speaking of injuries, Jim, what about at the Giants? Hopper's out, straight back's out, Phil Davis.
Yep.
Caniglio's still out. Tom Green is out.
Yep.
Sam Reed, geez, they've got some
injuries. They've been smashed all year. Yep. They have done. I said this earlier this year. I think That club has managed their situation as well as you could possibly manage it, because not only the amount of injuries, Bill, but for the players that have been injured, the importance they have for that team. It is, they've had a nightmare. Leon Cameron has been superb.
He has indeed. Tom Rockliffe, Jim, ruled out for the season.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's been ruled out. He's got a clot in the car.
Oh, no.
Calf.
I'm in the car.
Yeah, no.
I'm in the carburetor. It's got a bit of gunk in it or something. Right.
So he's in a bit of trouble. Right, I think our boy Tommy might, that might be it.
Well, he had the DVT, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Mm. So he's had a couple of clots, unfortunately.
So what are you saying?
Done. Shower up, put the keys on the fridge as you walk out.
He's our man.
I know. I love him. But I think he's put on a bit since he's been, hasn't been training. And he's done. So
he's
well
down on the bench when they play.
I see.
With the headphones on.
What's he doing?
Taking on a new role, he and Chadwick Corns. Yeah. Or a different body shape. Well, they are.
But he's been a good player and a good bloke, and we love him. All the best to him.
Yes.
And what about Storm chairman Matty Tripp? Trippy. He's done very well.
Entering the fray again.
So he is trying to buy the NRL Grand Final away from Brisbane and Sydney because they've got COVID concerns in Sydney, Jim, and Queensland. Mm-hmm. So Trippy said, I'll buy the rights to host the grand final, bring them down here to Melbourne, and away we go. Ooh. Imagine that. Mm.
Tabcorp? Trippy? We're not allowed to go with
that. No, don't go with that. Yet. I don't think that's happened yet, Jim.
But happening.
Jim, it'll be sponsored by TAB. Anyway,
we'll keep
good luck.
Quiet then. Yeah, will you? Don't bring
well, you
up.
Brought it up.
Don't
you fool's
bring that
head.
Up. You fool's head.
That's all.
All right. Nice rap.
Isn't that a good rap?
Good, not a bad rap.
Great rap.
Mm.
Monique Conti. I think she'll walk under the door. She's coming in.
Update quiz not too far away, but dual code specialist Monique Conti joining us next on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They're the colours, Jim. Right. The magenta, the rose, talkies. And teal.
Torquay's
and teal.
Hang on a second, hang on.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we are joined in the studio by multi-sport superstar Monique Conti.
Our next guest is a premiership player in two sports, the Southside Flyers in the WNBL.
The WNBL Championship is headed back to Melbourne Southside.
And the Bulldogs in AFLW.
Unguarded goals, we're bouncing ball, Conti's in the party!
She's also a two-time Best and Fairest winner with Richmond.
Superb from Conti, and the Tigers are on the board.
Please welcome AFLW superstar Monique Conti.
Yes, Jim.
Welcome
on this girl.
Thank you.
Great to have you in. Now, there's so much to talk to you about, but I'm going to start with basketball, which I know is something you were brilliant at, and now you're, of course, concentrating on footy. But the Olympic basketball, have you been glued to it, and what have you made of it?
Yes, I have. I've been watching all the Opals games and the Boomers. Last night's game was really intense, and it was so exciting. It was good that the Opals got the win into the qualifiers. That's always good to flick it on the telly.
Was the penalty there the game before? You know, you're an expert. Yep. Was it there?
The foul?
Yep.
Well, if I was a referee, I wouldn't have called that. Good. I would have just let it go. And just think about, like, if it's in fast play, you probably wouldn't have seen it anyway. So I'm not really sure why he blew his whistle, but I'm not a ref, so I wasn't there.
And there was a ref about a metre and a half away who didn't blow his whistle.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It's very interesting.
Good to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And what about the boys? Are they going to win a medal? Boomers?
You'd hope so. If Paddy Mills keeps up his the way he's playing, I'm sure they will get somewhere. But, yeah, you just never know with the Olympics.
You could have been there with the Opals,
exactly,
couldn't you?
Right.
I don't know.
You went to World Championships when you're under 17s, under 19s, and who signed you up here? The Melbourne Boomers?
Boomers and Southside Flyers.
Signed you up for a 4-year deal. So
yeah.
You must have been a good player, Mon.
Thank you.
Of course, you were playing both. How did that go? How did training and all that? Because you were playing AFLW and you're playing for, you know, high-end basketball.
It was a bit of a struggle. It was obviously a first for a WNBL team, like having an AFLW player. So did that for 4 years. I just had to miss out on AFLW preseason every year. So that was a bit tough, like going into the season with like 1 week preseason. But yeah, at the end of the day, I just had to learn to juggle it and just make sure I kept my communication up.
So explain this to me then, Mon, with your move over to footy, because we look at Scott Pendlebury, we look at Todd Goldstein, we look now at Luke Jackson, these people that come from basketball to the AFL, the men, and they've got so much time, so much spatial awareness, they hardly ever get tackled. They are different and brilliant in the way they can move through traffic. Do you think that comes from that basketball background?
I do. I think both of them, both the sports complement each other. If you look at Scott Pendlebury play, you can see how composed and how poised he's like in traffic. It's just crazy. But that definitely does stem from the basketball background.
Does it help you? Have you, now that you are dominating in the AFLW, do you think that grounding in basketball has given you a similar sort of thing?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think I'd be the player I am on the footy field if I wasn't a basketballer. I think I'd be a completely different player. I definitely get my agility from the court and my spatial awareness and all that sort of stuff definitely does stem from the basketball. So, yeah, it's helped for sure.
Best on ground in the Bulldogs' first premiership out there, Jim, the Norm Smith. Then won the best and fairest. And then you left. You went across to the Tigers. Wow, that was a big move, Monts.
Yeah, it was. I don't know, like the Bulldogs are a great club and I'm sure they still are. Had a lot of fun there. Obviously got the premiership. The girls were great. I just thought the best for myself as an all-round athlete. The move to Tigers was probably, best for me. They're very professional club, as the Bulldogs were as well. But, I just got, that 12-month, treatment and got to go into the club all the time. And like I said, they helped me with basketball and footy all year round.
So where are we at with the AFLW season? Because the VFLW grand final, it's hard to, is on this weekend. Geelong taking on Collingwood on Sunday. Did you know that?
Yep.
Well, what are you looking like that for?
Oh, I didn't realise it was this weekend.
Oh, it's on Sunday. It's on Sunday, Mon. Big game there. So where are we at with the AFLW?
Yeah, so we're starting extra early. We're in December for the first round. So preseason starts in about 4 weeks' time. It's come around real quick. So I'm kind of excited to get started straight away. I'm sick of waiting. So, it's starting in December and finishing early next year. So it's going to be, it's going to be good.
Bloody hot that time of year.
It is.
I mean, we are stating the obvious, but it can get Melbourne especially. You can get those 43, 44 degree days. Mm. Yeah. How's that going to go?
You get a good tan, which is always a bonus. But I don't know, I guess... Well, personally, I hate winter, so I guess that's probably the main reason why I'm doing NBL1 and not VFLW, because I would just hate to run out there in the cold. Imagine your hands and forget about it.
That was no bloody good in July. He never touched it when it got cold.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick Del Sano's been appointed out there at St Kilda.
I saw that, yeah.
Does that mean there's no female coaches anymore?
Oh.
Because Peter...
Yep.
Peter was...
Peter Searle.
Peter Searle was coaching them, wasn't she?
It's a pretty good pickup for St Kilda. I'm sure they'll definitely improve this year, and I'm sure he'll be a really good coach.
Now, Mon, tell us about Boob Armour. You're an ambassador for the Australian design product. Tell us how it works.
So Boob Armour, it's a sort of a protection for your breasts. So obviously when you're playing any sort of sport, there's a lot of impact on the breasts, and you get a ball to the breast, you can get bumped and everything like that. So the Boob Armour protects that, and I guess you don't realise the amount of impact like sport has on your breasts and how much contact you get, and you can get some serious injuries through playing sport. So Boob Armour ensures that protection, and it's there for that extra padding.
Now, I know you would know this already, Mon, but I was an unbelievably good cricketer, and when I look at that, it's like a big protector,
a box,
like the box that we used to have to wear, and you get used to wearing them within a second and you never even think about it.
Oh, so it's plastic.
It's about 2 millimeters thick. They weigh 18 grams each, so very, very light, but very solid at the same time. So, I've personally worn them and they're really good. It's, you don't really feel any contact when you get some in the breast. So they're really good. And therefore, honestly, for all different sports.
How much damage can you do to your boob?
Some pretty serious damage. I think, at the time, you don't realize, but once you get older, that's when, you realize how
the
much
tissue
damage
and
you can
all
do.
That, is it?
Yeah, everything.
I didn't realise that, Jim, to be honest.
My partner's beautiful daughter, Charlotte, plays in the under-14s.
She was good on the weekend.
It's unbelievable. Mm. And the thing, when I go down and watch her, there are thousands. There's way more girls playing than the boys. It's nuts. Juniors, they're everywhere, and it's superb. Yeah. So what age would you need to start considering wearing Boob Armour?
Honestly, I just think when, you start to develop and you start to get some boobs, I think that's probably the perfect time. They come in all different sizes. You just slide them in any sort of sports bra and just keep them there, and they stay intact, so that's really good. I honestly think it's not really a talking point for young girls. No. I don't really want to come out and say they have a male football coach or a basketball coach. They don't want to really say, oh, I got hit in the boob. You know, it's they don't seem to talk about it. So I think with boob armor, it's a good way to, you know, get girls confident about bringing the conversation up and, yeah, just hopefully they gain some confidence in talking about it.
Boobarmer.com.au. The other thing that I find amazing watching the girls play football, I was only talking to Daisy Pierce about this at 7 the other day, is the courage is outrageous. Going back with the flight, running into places a lot of men just quite simply wouldn't. And Daisy said it's because a lot of the girls haven't grown up playing the game and absolutely don't realise how much danger they can put themselves in. That will change, though, surely, as more and more girls who are coming through, like Charlotte, the junior ranks, and have played it all their life, they won't put themselves in quite so much danger, maybe?
I agree with Daisy 100% on that. Sometimes you go out there and you're playing and you just get girls just going in like crazy. And sometimes I even sit back and I'm like, well, I'll just wait for the ball to spill out on this one and grab it and go. But no, I think, yeah, with girls starting at like a young age, Auskick juniors, I went on the weekend and watched my sister's friend play and there was like two under 14 teams and there was like a big crowd there. Like there's girls with some really good skill and all that sort of stuff. So I think, yeah, as they get older and they go through the ranks, they'll learn about the game a bit more and they'll protect themselves.
Yeah, that's right, because they come from other sports, Jim. They don't know how to protect themselves. You see that, they shoulders, break their arms or just head.
Yeah, it's more so like going in not the right way, but I guess, most clubs are bringing in some coaches to help them with like all the tackling technique stuff.
Get online, boobarmer.com.au, and get stuck into what is clearly an amazing product and very important, Bill, for young ladies playing amazing game. Mon, congratulations on everything you've been doing, by the way.
Thank you.
What are you doing now? What are you going to do today?
Currently, well, I'm playing NBL 1, so I'm in basketball season. So finals are soon with the Melbourne Tigers. And then once that's done, straight into preseason. But with my days, I just do gym and then go to training.
How's the love life? All right?
Yeah, love life's good. Yeah.
I would suggest most probably none of your business.
Well, Mon can tell me if she wants to.
Sports mart, sports power is
good.
Where you can get the boob armor. So check that out. Mm. Mon, great catching up with you. Thanks for dropping in.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
On your cons.
It's the Rush Hour with JB and Billy on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. He, write that down to him.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
I got asthma.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Well, get it right, Fat.
Okay.
All right, get it right. Get your competitors up and about. The great prizes, of course, the tailor-made golf balls. By the way, get a dozen of them, the TP5s.
A dozen.
Colin Morikawa just won the big British Open with them.
Yeah, and the grilled burger.
Just over the road. $50 right bucks. There. Yeah, exactly.
So I think we're getting grilled tomorrow. Jim,
good.
Doing something.
I like it.
For Joey.
Right.
Hey, and a bit of Olympics today, Jim, and 45
all
questions.
Right.
And
we've
got our contestants there.
Who have we got?
We got Banjo.
Banjo.
Hello, Banjo.
Hey, Billy, JB, how are we, lad?
Did that sound like a banjo to you, Banjo?
I've heard a few, but no, not quite. Sorry, Bill.
And you're from Longwarri.
Longwarri, mate, yeah.
Where?
It's down past Pakenham, near Druin.
Near Bunyip.
Correct, yep.
Oh, there we go.
Good old deliverance country.
Yeah. Were you named after Banjo Patterson or someone?
No, mate. No, a very musical family, mate. Yeah, my grandfather was a guitarist.
Oh, yeah, good, Jim. That's nice.
It's a beautiful instrument when it's played well. The banjo,
it
too.
It is
magnificent.
Jim. Can you play the banjo?
No, I play guitar. Funnily enough, yeah.
How would you be able to play banjo though if someone put one in front of you?
Oh, I'd have a crack.
Do they cross over?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. Yeah, I'd have a crack.
All right,
yeah.
Beautiful.
You'd think
I like that.
Cross over.
Well, he's a blues man, of course. Banjo, be happy there too. They're better on the weekend.
Speaking of music, he's a blues man.
That's exactly. Good. Nice, Bill. Yeah.
Matt's there from Cowes. Hello, Matty.
Hey, guys. How are you?
How cold is it down at Cowes?
Yeah, a little bit chilly and rainy today, so just getting through.
What pub do you go to down there?
I would be venturing over to the Western Port in San Remo, if anywhere.
Now, what's the one as you go across the bridge there to go into Cowes? Good one there.
That would be the Western Port at San Remo.
Oh, right.
Western Port San Remo is the one I think he's after, Bill. Yeah.
Right, right.
Pretty
that one.
Much the one I'm talking about, Bill, yeah.
Yeah, right, Matty. Here we go.
All right, get it right.
Matty, you go with Matty, and Banjo, you go with...
What the hell?
That's me, is it?
That's Fat. I said get it right.
Rabs.
Of course Rabs. That's you.
I point at Rabs to play the banjo and he puts on bloody Country Road.
Hey, boys, are you getting a feeling for what I have to deal with every single day?
Are there?
Yeah, look where you do it.
Jim, stop sending me jokes. You've said through 10. Righto, here we go. A bit of Olympics, a bit of footy. Away. What sport do the Australian Kookaburras play?
Matt.
AJ.
Hockey.
Hockey.
Field hockey.
Hockey one, hockey two.
And going beautifully, the Kookaburras.
All right, one up, Matty.
Number two is a audio question. Who said this?
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah, oh, shit.
Banjo.
Oh, Banjo.
Banjo.
Yeah. Cameron McEwen.
Oh. You're giving it a no.
Mm-hmm. All right, Matty.
It's not Emma.
Oh, did he say Emma?
I remember saying it, but I can't remember the girl's name.
Kaylee McEwen.
All right.
Not Emma. Number three now. Which AFL team is playing its first ever game in Tassie this weekend?
Banjo.
Yes, Banjo.
Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Yeah. First ever time.
Oh, I like it. So 1-0. She's a ring-a-ding-ding.
It is, Jim. It's a beauty, this one.
Righto.
We've got nice music. Well, that'll do. Banjo's getting a bit pissed off. Number four. Which AFL team is currently sitting eighth on the ladder?
Banjo.
Where's Banjo? No.
Frio.
Yeah.
Frio. Heave-ho. All right. Very good.
No one wants eighth, Jim.
They do. They still stood up beautifully against Richmond.
Oh, Richmond.
The Blues will have it.
Oh, hello.
All right, then, Manny.
Banjo.
So we've 2-1, Banjo's way, Jim.
Righto, yes.
Righto. What sport do the Australian Stingers play at the Olympics?
Banjo.
Matty.
I heard Matt. Matty, it's Jim and I's favourite sport.
Yep.
It's played in the pool.
Ping pong.
Oh, no. Banjo.
Banjo, yeah. Water polo.
Water polo. All right, so 2-1.
2-1.
Yep.
One more.
3-1.
Who, this is an audio question, Rabs.
Yes.
Who was Basil Zemplis talking about here?
We can all go gobbledygook for...
Banjo.
Yes, Banjo.
What was his name? Stubbly Cook.
Oh! I think you've got some help there, Banjo. He's whispering in your ear.
He can't be chopped.
Well done, Banjo.
I try and manipulate the scores, Bill, but I can't manipulate 4-1.
Hey, Banjo, well done now, mate. Do you want the grilled $50 voucher there or the tailor-made TP5 golf balls?
I'm a tailor-made man, mate. Ooh. So I love the box of balls. I can donate them into the lake down in Brisbane.
Hey, mate. The new ones are, like the TP5 and the TP5X was already a nuts golf ball, but the new ones are extraordinary. They spin like a top.
Do they?
The cover's different. Yeah. It's got a harder edge around the dimples.
How do you make them spin?
Oh, well, we get your proper groove contact on the ball. Hit the ball first, Bill.
Groove contact.
And then you get some really nice sizzle. You get some brrrr. It comes firing back at you, Bill.
Adam
you
Scotty. Know.
But Banjo does. So they're coming your way. And Maddie.
Yes, Maddie.
$50 voucher to Grilled.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, guys.
All right.
How much fun you had on the quiz today?
No, but I like Banjo, so I don't...
Country Road.
What's Country Road got to do with it? Rabbits?
Long Worry. To the pillar. West Virginia,
West
Jimmy. Mount Mama.
Oh, no.
Country Road.
We've lost it.
Take me home.
Listen to the boys. They're just laughing at us at the minute. Yep. Hey, well done, Banjo. Well done, Matty.
Thanks, guys. Have
a good
weekend.
Up next, we are revisiting one of our golden cock-up chats to an all-star basketballer, Paddy Mills, on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
It's a Rush Hour.
Gold, my friend.
Golden cock-up.
Bill.
Yes.
This is where amazing Olympic athletes who have spoken to us before are competing right now, and we're claiming their success.
Bloody oath,
pretty much how it works.
Especially this bloke.
He has been unbelievable.
Captain of the Boomers, of course, and flag bearer,
But Bill, when you watch the Boomers, he is unbelievable. Like some of the three-pointers, Rabbits Bartholomew, I know it's your game, basketball.
Yeah.
He's shooting them from a metre to a metre and a half outside the line.
With traffic too.
Downtown. Mm. From miles out.
Well, we saw against Italy, they just put a bloke on him the whole time because that's how important he is.
A run with player.
Mm. He's nuts.
What's he like in the NBA?
He comes off the bench. He was San Antonio's backup point guard, but now he's moving to Brooklyn. Who knows what's going to happen there? But yeah, he probably gets 10 minutes a game.
And is that all?
Yeah. Well, they're only 12-minute quarters, so.
Righto, but he has signed a 2-year deal, Jim.
I like
$16
it.
million.
Anyway, he's at the level he's at because of us.
Yes. We're claiming him. Hey, tell us about San Antonio. Where is that?
That's in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Yep. San Antonio.
No, I was going to let it slide.
That's how spelt, Patrick.
There is sand there because of the desert.
That's so what I that's thought. Where got yeah, that's where now. I got it from, Patrick. a nice little town?
It is. It is. It's a smaller city. But it's pretty much the heart of Texas there, the Alamo. It's I really enjoy it.
Yeah, good. Liz Cambage, where's she?
Tulsa.
She was.
Yeah, Tulsa Shock.
Yeah, didn't like that.
No, I think she's going over to China next to play over there is what I've heard.
Speaking of China, you had a little run in China. Did you enjoy your time in China?
It was an experience.
No,
couldn't stand the joint.
Well, you played a few games over there and you killed them. You were on fire.
I did. The coach who was coaching for the team that I played for is the national coach for the Chinese team. He's American.
Yeah.
It was a career move that I decided to go over and test it out just for an experience, and I experienced it and moved on.
Were you actually working that day?
Didn't you hear me?
I asked all the questions.
Oh, of course you did.
I asked them all, Jim.
I told you where Liz Cambage was playing.
Oh, Tulsa.
Exactly right. And then I pulled you up when you started being an idiot because we had a star in the studio.
I do all the hard work, do I? He went to China and he didn't want to say that, but they kept him there in Russia and he couldn't go back and play in
Russia.
America.
Russia.
What's in Russia? China, Russia.
China,
big countries,
Russia.
Big countries. Completely different countries.
Nowhere near the same place.
Anyway, we love Paddy Mills because he's a Melburnian.
Yeah. No, he's not.
Not from Melbourne even.
From Canberra.
Canberran.
Oh, he'd rather be a Melbourne.
He did play for the Melbourne Tigers. I think that's where you got confused.
Well, when he came in here, he was living here, wasn't he, Jim?
Oh, my God.
Because he was playing for the Melbourne Tigers.
Righto.
I'm not sure what's happening with Bill.
It is Olympic-itis. Jim, I've got it.
Elephant-itis.
It's some rust
here. Down here.
Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless.
Sometimes may be good, sometimes may be shit.
On tomorrow's show, look, Darcy's going to join us.
Oh, like that Duke. Idiot song too, which I love. Now, tomorrow, before the show, I'll get my first vaccination.
Oh.
It's taken me this long to get it.
So you're booked in?
I'm booked in. It's happening tomorrow, but it literally has taken 2.5 months to get myself.
Astra or the
Pfizer?
Pfizer?
Because I'm only in my early 40s. So Pfizer.
Work.
That's tomorrow.
Yep, good work. Well done.
I'm hopefully be spouncing in.
You'll be fine.
You'll be crook. Can't do the show.
Yours, when you had yours, it didn't actually penetrate your blubber.
I had pleurisy or something too with it.
Did you?
Yeah. Right. I was crook for a day, but I still came in and did the show.
You did, actually.
Yeah. Of course I did.
But we couldn't tell you were crook because you were shit that day, same as you are every day. Bill, I had my face split open and I came and did the rub and a game of footy.
You had 2 stitches in your stupid
Mostly
eye.
I had eight stitches and blood streaming down my face and I was in here working.
Shut up.
And I got abused by you.
Good. Good boy, Bill. Well done. Joke.
All right, come on.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Jim, I feel bad for the homeless guy, okay? But I feel really bad for the homeless guy's dog. Because he must be thinking, man, this is the longest walk ever.
Oh, no.
Just walked out with him one day, Jim, and he's 3 years later.
Come on, fat. I don't think that's a
probes.
That's a touch on the inner probes side of things.
Sorry to our homeless people, but just a joke. Okay. Just a little gag.
Yeah.
Mm.
sort of. Mm. Yeah,
that's
it. I think that's a bit of bronze.
Have we got the banjo?
Come on, tidy up, Fat.
Well, I'm ready. Now, there it is. Oh, no. You are the king of Geelong.